Welcome to the Level Up English podcast, the best place to come to practice the English language, learn about the British accent and culture, with me, your host, Michael Lavers. Hello and welcome to the Level Up English podcast, the podcast where we explore the English language through a wide range of topics. I'm your host, Michael Lavers, and in today's episode, we'll be discussing a topic that has been getting a lot of attention lately: how AI is taking over. Artificial intelligence, or AI, is becoming more and more integrated into our daily lives. From voice-activated assistants like Siri or Alexa, I had to whisper to avoid activating them for you, to self-driving cars. AI is transforming the way we interact with technology. But what does this mean for the future of work, education, and society as a whole? Will robots and algorithms replace human jobs? Or will they create new opportunities and industries? As English learners, it's important to stay informed about current events and technological advancements. And AI is certainly a topic that shouldn't be ignored. In this episode, we'll discuss some of the latest developments in AI technology, as well as the potential benefits and drawbacks of this rapidly evolving field. So whether you are a tech enthusiast or just curious about the impact of AI on our world, sit back, relax, and let's dive into the world of artificial intelligence. If you've listened to this podcast for some time, you might notice that that intro was a bit weird. It didn't quite sound like my normal intro to the podcast. Maybe there were some difficult words. Maybe it sounded a bit different. Something was off, right? Something was off. That is because that intro was written by AI. It's not my words. That's 100% robot language. So it's kind of scary, kind of interesting, actually, that I could outsource my work to a computer. So I'm going to be going into more of that today. I'll be explaining a little bit about how I did that and maybe how the AI was able to do that. I do just want to mention, before we get into the main topic today, it is going to be very fun, but I just want to say a quick thank you that this podcast is supported by the kind members and supporters at Level Up English School. So if you would also like to be one of these supporters, support the podcast, also get many English lessons for free, and of course the podcast transcripts, then you can go to levelupenglish.school and click on the members button right at the top of the page. Well, there's also a link in your podcast description. But if you do become a member, I would love to meet you in one of our classes, so hope to see you there. And as a quick reminder as well, if you want to know more about where to find me online, I have an Instagram page, which is just called English with Michael. No spaces, English with Michael. I also post this podcast on YouTube. You may be here already, but type in on YouTube, Level Up English Podcast. You'll see the video version. And anything else you want to know is on the website. Links, podcast show notes, everything you need is at levelupenglish.school. But okay, let's get back into the main topic today. So what I used to write that intro was something you may have heard of, because it is growing in popularity these days. It's all over the news and internet. And this is ChatGPT. ChatGPT is a really advanced AI program that you can talk to online. You can even do it for free. You don't need to pay anything if you don't want to. It's free. So this is what I asked. I said, I have a podcast where I teach English through general topics and provide listening practice. The target audience is English learners around the world at an intermediate to advanced level. The topic of my next episode is how AI is taking over. Can you write me an intro for this episode? And then it wrote about one page of text of what I should say. And let me know what you think. Do you think that was good? Do you think it sounded natural? I don't know. I think it's quite impressive. It was quite well written. It really understood the podcast quite well from a limited amount of text. It's really amazing how far AI has come and what we can do with it, and it's still in its early stages. In the future, it will get much more advanced. I think there will be a point where we can no longer tell what is real and what is fake. That's pretty scary. I could even just ask AI to record this podcast for me. Wait, did you hear something isn't quite right with my voice? So this will be more obvious if you were watching on the YouTube version of the episode, but that was also not me. So here's another amazing thing that AI can do. It can also copy your voice, right? So that was a computer program trying to copy my voice. So I just wrote down what I wanted to say, and then the software said it for me. So that's kind of scary, isn't it? It's kind of scary. I mean, maybe right now it's a bit obvious, but I think it is amazing what you can do if you put in the time to try to get these voices perfect. So yeah, right now, just to let you know, this is 100% me. I'm not faking anything. This is my words, my brain, my voice. So normal human Michael is back. But it does make me wonder for the future of AI. I think we should do some vocabulary before we go any further today. So let's talk about some words that will be useful in today's topic. When I say AI, I'm talking about artificial intelligence. Artificial means fake or human-made, made by people. It's not real. You know, artificial lake. If you have an artificial lake, it's not a natural lake. It's a lake made by people for some reason. Very useful word, artificial intelligence. It's not natural intelligence. It's made. It's designed, right? So when we talk about AI, it's often something like you have on your phone, where you say, hey, phone, what is the time in New York? Your phone might tell you. This is a basic version of AI. We also have something called AGI. This is a lesser known word, but it's much more common in the kind of science, I guess, topic area. This stands for Artificial General Intelligence. And the distinction here, as far as I know, I'm not an expert, but AGI is more like human-like machines where we cannot really tell the difference. They may appear to have emotions. They make their own decisions. They can be quite independent about what they do. They can do general things, basically. So right now, AI can do very specific tasks. You cannot ask your phone to pick up your groceries from the shop. It's very specific what AI can do. AGI can do general things. So you could say, hey, pick up my shopping on your way home. Can you also say hi to my grandma? Can you also take a picture of my dog in the park? It can do many different things and not just in one area. So that's a whole nother level of AI, which we do not have right now. You know, technology is not good enough, but it's something that people think we will have in the future. Another word which we could maybe come back to later is algorithm. Algorithm. An algorithm is software, like code, set into place that works on some rules, but really, for the most part, it works without too much human interference. So we often talk about the YouTube algorithm or the TikTok algorithm. The videos that are recommended to you are not chosen by someone. It's designed from the algorithm, from the AI system that chooses what you would maybe like to watch based on what you have previously watched. Right. So that is a type of algorithm. The final word to teach right at the beginning here is automation. There's many words similar like automatic or auto, very, very common. It means things that happen on their own. This term automation is the process of things happening without humans doing them. Now, we see it a lot in supermarkets these days, maybe in your country as well. You have self-checkout machines. It's a little bit more automated. It's not quite, because you still need to do something. But of course, self-driving cars is a big thing these days. So even driving is becoming automated slowly. So it brings up the question, will we have real drivers in the future? There's going to be a lot of jobs who are missing, a lot of jobs that will be lost, right? And that makes me wonder, with all this automation, will it affect podcasts in the future too? It sounds ridiculous, like who would want to listen to a robot podcast? But let's say in 5 or 10 years, maybe the technology is much better. I can have AI doing my voice, even my face, and also what to say. I could just say, talk about an English thing, and it will make a whole episode. If you cannot tell the difference, does it really matter? Like, if I tell AI to make an episode, will you watch it? Will you enjoy it? Will you find it useful? Maybe it's going to be even better than this, Michael, because it's going to be speak more nicely. I don't know. It's not going to have pauses like I have right now. It's going to speak more clearly. So it makes me wonder. It's kind of a bit scary. I don't want to lose my podcasting job, but maybe you guys have to promise, if AI does try to automate and take over my job, you have to still listen to the real me, right? I don't know how you will find out which one is real me, but promise that you will try. Let me just explain a second why I decided to talk about this today and why I think ChatGPT is such an amazing piece of software. Because I remember in my younger days in school, we used to talk on a software program called MSN. It's like live chat on your computer. We would talk on that after school between friends. And if I remember correctly, they had one user friend called Smarter Child. I think it was called Smarter Child or something. But this was a bot. It wasn't a real person. So you could talk to this bot. You would say, hello. It would say, hello. And you would say, how are you? And it would say, I'm good. How are you? But then if you asked it something too complicated, like, you know, what's your opinion on flying dogs? It might say, I'm sorry, I'm not sure what you mean by that. Can you ask a different question? So it wasn't too advanced. It had limitations to how far it could get. ChatGPT, I have been trying to make it confused, but I have been unsuccessful. So here's two reasons that I found really amazing about it. Kind of silly reasons, but in English, we have a word which is damn. It's not exactly a curse word, but it's not a polite word. It kind of means like you messed up. Ah, damn, I forgot something. It's not super, not really nice word to say. So of course the AI knows this word, but there's another way to say it in English, which is damn. Kind of like you stretch it out, you make it longer. And if you write it, it probably looks like D-A-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-M-M-M, something like that. It's like lots of letters repeated, right? So the chatbot told me something really amazing, like an amazing fact about the universe. I don't remember. So I replied, damn, I did that really long word, which is not a real word. It's only spoken English. And he, at first, well, it's not a man, is it? The bot at first said, what do you mean by damn? What do you mean by this word? And I explained the definition. I explained, oh, it's a kind of casual word we can use when something's really cool. That's kind of the meaning of this word. If something's really amazing or cool, you can use this word. And then it said, okay, interesting. I like to learn new things. Thank you. And then later, a few minutes later, I said, hey, here's an interesting fact. Did you know that it takes 8 minutes from the light to get from the sun to Earth? Something like that. And then the bot said, damn. So it used the word that I taught it back in a response in a totally natural way. You know, a few minutes ago, it didn't know that word. I taught it a new word. And it's not going to remember, it doesn't remember when you close the window, but it remembers in the conversation. That was really amazing, I thought. One more reason is another silly one where it asked me a question. I think it said, do you need any more help today? And I said, nuppers, which was N-U-P-P-E-R-S. I don't think this is a word. It's just like a funny sound. And what I meant was no. You know, I was trying to trick it, right? So I meant no, but it's not a real word. And he said, it said, okay, no problem. And then I replied, wait, how did you know what I meant by nuppers? And then it replied, well, it's not a real word, but I know based on the context that you meant no. So that really amazed me as well, that it just guessed based on the context that it was a no, maybe because it begins with an N. And that's exactly what a human would do. They would guess what that means, even if they haven't heard the word before. So that's pretty cool things, but I recommend you to give it a try and see how it goes yourself. Try to trick it, try to make it, you know, confused. And I think you'll have a hard time doing that. But you might learn a lot as well. So I thought about what I could talk about in this episode. And while I was thinking, I thought, wait, why am I using my brain? How primitive, right? Primitive means like old style. When we talk about primitive people, it's people who lived thousands of years ago in caves. They had spears, no technology. So primitive is a very old way of doing something. So I'm using my brain like a primitive monkey, right? I got to use AI. So I asked AI some questions. One of them was, what jobs are most at risk from automation? This is something I'm really interested in. It's scary, but also fascinating at the same time. So this is what jobs will disappear soon because of AI. They had a few good answers, more general answers like routine and repetitive jobs. So these are jobs that are quite simple, that you have to do again and again the same thing. These jobs will probably be quite easily replaced by AI. Even I've seen recently, I think it was in California or somewhere like that, where a McDonald's was replaced with robots. It wasn't AI, but it was machines that were making all the food. So I guess working in McDonald's is quite repetitive. You do the same thing with every single burger, every meal, and a machine can do it quite easily now. So those kind of jobs will probably disappear. It's quite scary to think about. They also said manual labor. For example, warehouse work, truck driving, deliveries, that kind of stuff. Is at risk of automation? Autonomous vehicles. Autonomous is the adjective for the word automate or automation. So we have automation, noun, automate, verb, autonomous, adjective. All different types of the same word. We also had administrative work. So this is stuff such as keeping records or filing or scheduling things like in a calendar. All of these things will potentially be at risk, kind of like a secretary, maybe. Someone who works at the front desk of a hotel, I guess that kind of stuff. Quite easily could be done by a robot. To type in the date you want to stay and it's all automatic, I imagine. And finally, low-skilled jobs. So jobs that don't take much skill, much thought. Like a cashier, for example. No offense to cashiers. I used to work as a cashier too. But, you know, receiving money and then giving change, it's a fairly simple job. And I think probably robots are better at people because I would always get it wrong because of my poor math skills. But robots would do a better job than me for sure. So I don't know, if any of you have those kind of jobs, let me know how scared you are of automation. Who knows how long this will be? This could be beyond our lifetime, or it could be in the next few years. It's really hard to say, I think. I then asked what jobs are the safest. What jobs are the safest? It said healthcare professionals, doctors, nurses, therapists. These jobs are very safe. People that care for your health. Creative professionals, artists, writers, musicians. If you have a creative job, you will be much safer. It is true that AI can now make amazing art. In fact, I will put on the screen up here now on YouTube. I wanted to find some artwork for a course that I'm making on my website. And this artwork is 100% made by AI. I just typed in some things like English flag, road, field. This is what it came up with. It's much better artwork than I could make. And it's kind of scary. But on the other hand, I think we prefer human artwork to AI artwork, right? Even if AI work is better, it doesn't have the meaning and the emotion that we love. So I think that is safe. Also, teachers and educators are safer because it requires a high level of interpersonal skills. That means skills between people. So that's a good one. I know my job is not exactly like a normal teacher, but I felt a bit better about that. But still, I wanted to know more. So I asked it. I said, I teach English online. I explained what my job is. And I said, what about me? Am I safe? And then the AI said, it's unlikely that your job will be replaced by AI or automation in the near future. We say near future for future coming soon. The opposite would be distant future. You have near future and distant future. It's very far away. It said, while there have been advancements in natural language processing and virtual assistants, teaching and learning a language involves a lot of human interaction and, importantly, empathy and nuanced communication that machines are not yet able to replicate. Let's talk about this sentence a second. So it's kind of scary how good AI is at translating and correcting your grammar now. For example, a software like Grammarly, very popular computer software, it corrects not only your spelling, but also your grammar, and it explains why you made a certain grammar mistake. Really advanced. However, empathy is something it does not have. Empathy is the ability to feel someone else's feelings. This is something that I try my best to feel for you guys, because I know you get frustrated with English. You get annoyed and frustrated learning a language. And I feel the same because I'm learning languages too. So you and I, we can connect because language learning is difficult. A machine does not understand empathy. It doesn't know how to empathize, the verb. It doesn't know how to feel that way. Another thing here is nuanced communication. Nuance is like really hidden meanings that depend on context. If a sentence has some nuance, it has some really subtle changes depending on how you look at it. It could be something simple like tone of voice. If I say, oh, yeah, you're doing a really great job, or you're doing a really great job. You know, it's the same sentence, but one of them I was really clearly not happy. I was maybe sarcastic, I was annoyed with you, and you know, a translator would not be able to understand that level of nuance. So that's good. I mean, good for me, but I suppose it would be nice for learners to have more AI to support them. So yeah, I don't know. Let me know your opinion though. So do you think that this automation and artificial intelligence, is it something we should be worried about? Or is it something we should embrace and accept? Like, it's going to happen and it's going to actually help a lot of our problems. It's not a bad thing, really. There will be some difficulty, but it's not bad overall. There's two opinions here, so which one do you have? One more word I forgot to mention. In the previous sentence, it said AI or machines are not yet able to replicate. Replicate just means copy. So AI cannot replicate emotions. It cannot copy emotions, right? It's still a little far off doing that. I think it's nice to end on a more positive note. I do just want to say a couple good things that I think will happen as a result of AI. One of them, I think, will be healthcare. I think it's got really good potential in healthcare, not only being able to predict and proactively see health problems. Proactively means in advance. It means before you take action, before something happens, taking action first. So it will see, you know, scan your body and say, oh, there's a 80% chance you could get cancer in, you know, the next 20 years. Let's give you this treatment and it will make you more, make you more healthier, right? It will cure you. Stuff like that, I think, could be possible. AI can see patterns that maybe humans cannot see. And another thing that is already real, it already exists in some hospitals, is surgical machines. So on surgeries, unfortunately, surgeons are human, they make mistakes sometimes. But now we can have machines that actually do the cutting and the really delicate work to fix our fragile bodies. Fragile means easy to break, right? So I think there's some definitely positives there. I know that people are also very worried about automation with driving. They're worried about the danger, about the loss of jobs. I do predict that there will be some problems. No, it's not going to be perfect, but I do think in the future, when every car is automated and AI, self-driving cars, I think there will be much fewer, maybe even no more traffic accidents, right? I think when it gets to a good high level of advancement, because if you look at it now, it's one of the most dangerous things on the planet is driving and cars and transport. So once we get that sorted, I hope it's going to be better. I do feel optimistic about the driving situation. And I guess the final thing, which I haven't mentioned, is the ethical role, the morality. So when I say ethics or morality, I'm talking about how we should consider them to be. So let's say we get AGI in the future. These are like really, really smart artificial intelligences. Maybe they even have like human bodies. Like you've seen a lot of movies like Terminator, they can walk around, maybe they look human, they seem human, but is it still okay to treat them like machines? Do you have to say please and thank you? Can you even push them? Do they feel pain? Do they feel sad? This is something that we just don't know what will happen. Maybe an AI can say, I'm so sad about this. They can cry, they can look like they're really sad. But do they really feel sad, or are they just pretending to feel sad? We just don't know. This is something that I think we will think about in the future more and more, how nice we should be to our machines. A really, really good game, by the way, is on this topic, and it's called Detroit Become Human. I played it twice. It's an amazing game, got beautiful graphics, really amazing story, and it kind of explores that topic of, in the future, should we treat AI like humans or like robots? And there's a lot of problems that come up because of that. But I recommend that game if you like this topic. I'll leave it here for today. I think it's been a longer episode, but it's because I love this topic and I could talk for many, many hours on it, in truth. So let's end it here. I've actually got a quote and a couple reviews to mention. The first review here is from Anano. Anano, I know her because I've met her in our group classes. So thank you for the review. She says, Michael is very friendly and a responsible person. I found his podcast 2 months ago and I'm still in love with it. I have weekly conversation classes and it's very interesting. I hope it will increase to 2 lessons a week. Thank you, Anano. I really appreciate your nice review. And it was, yeah, of course, great to meet you in the classes we've had. And for those who are members on Level Up English, at the moment we have 1 group class a week. I am planning to increase it to 2, but I'm also being very careful on not giving myself too much work at the same time. So right now, I think it's going to become 2 classes, hopefully in May. So sorry if you're like, oh, that's so long to wait. Oh, I don't want to wait that long. Apologize if that is the case, but I think that's going to be the best time for me to start a new project like this. But right now we have 1 class a week on a Friday. Hope to see you there, Anano, next time, and other people as well. One more review here from Russia 2005 from Saudi Arabia. They said, I'm Russia from Saudi Arabia. I have started listening to you 1 year ago and I feel my British accent has got better. However, I want to increase my vocabulary, but some words that you say, I can't save them because I didn't see the spelling. So may you add the text under the episode. And thank you very much for your effort. Thank you, Russia, for the review and your question as well. I do actually put some of the new words and all of the text transcripts on the members' site at Level Up English. I haven't made this public yet. I will consider it, but at the moment, I think I want to keep it for the members because it's a way for me to say thank you for supporting me if you can. And if you have any specific questions about some hard words I say, you're welcome to email me. I'll do my best to help you. But I hope you understand that I would like to keep something as a thank you for the supporters. But the quote today I want to leave you with is one about robots. And this is, make more mistakes because you are human, not a robot. Let's accept who we are. Let's embrace who we are. Let's be happy that we are not robots. So one thing that differentiates us is we make mistakes. That's what makes us human. So never feel bad about your mistakes, whatever you're doing. That's a nice way to end this episode. Thank you for watching or listening. Appreciate you, and I'll see you in the next one. Goodbye, everyone. You have been listening to the Level Up English podcast. If you would like to leave a question to be answered on a future episode, then please go to levelupenglish.school/podcast. That's levelupenglish.school/podcast. And I'll answer your question on a future episode. Thanks for listening.